Welcome back, everybody. Just scarfed down some lunch. Had to go back old school, Leroy. Just eat it straight bullfrog style. Right down the gullet.
Oh my goodness.
A bullfrog style?
Oh yeah, just opened up those hinges on the jaw. And went down. It was delicious.
Burger?
Yeah, well, it was.
He orders a Happy Meal every week.
Oh, please. Knock it off, Tater Tots.
Oh, Tater Tots are so good.
Man, look.
By the way, I have to ask this. So, a texter wrote in today on the morning show claiming that Beast was berating a Golden Corral manager.
No, that's not true.
For a free buffet.
And it's not true.
Saying that it was his birthday.
Not true.
Which I found a little bit strange because I don't think his birthday is for another week, right? Because your birthday was Wednesday.
Right. My birthday is not until the 23rd. And also,
so what the hell, man? Why are you trying to pull a fast one in the Golden Corral?
Dude, I've never been to a Golden Corral in my life.
You've never been to a Golden Corral?
Never once.
It's complete fake news?
Complete fake news.
Not true at all.
I used to go to Sizzler when that was around, but never been to a Golden Corral.
Yeah, Sizzler's pretty good. All right. So no truth to it whatsoever. You deny such reports.
Sizzler was a Redneck Prime 112.
Correct. We used to have one in Kendall when I lived out there a long time ago.
I know, growing up, where we going to eat? We going to Sizzler.
We going to Sizzler. You ain't got no
Sizzler. And I don't know, it's because my hands were smaller. But the Big Mac and Whopper seem so much bigger when
well,
I was
no,
a kid.
Well, no. I mean, all of that stuff has shrunk ridiculously.
Like a Whopper was almost big as your face.
Hmm.
Boys, I am getting ready.
Wedding?
I got my ribs. I got to clean them up and strip them and season them tonight. Wrap them in a little cellophane. And then I got my chicken. I got 30 pounds of chicken. I get 30 pounds of leg quarters.
You think this thing's going to go off without a hitch?
Oh, no. It's going to be a hitch.
Yo, what's the expected head count?
Huh?
What's the expected head count?
I don't count.
How are you going to prevent the crashers?
Well, you had to, have some,
You know how I prepare?
Yeah.
Make sure I got plenty enough food.
What if Uncle Ned's kids show up?
Of course people going to bring kids. Couldn't find a babysitter. Yeah, come on, man. Of course.
You got a kids meal on the menu?
Huh?
Give a kids meal on the menu?
We got hot dogs. But if my wife is listening, which she probably isn't, you need to go pick up some more hot dog buns because Oreo, he likes hot dog buns.
Uh-oh.
He went through the bag and started eating hot dog buns.
Send us the bat signal for it. You can text the show 67974. It's brought to you by accidentlawfirm.com. This texter writes in and says, "You guys make me want to throw my phone across the stupid with this stupid let me try that again. You guys make me want to throw this phone across the room with this stupid trade proposal. We don't need no washed up 31-year-old point guard. Just give Justice Winslow the damn ball." I don't necessarily disagree with you, man. We're just throwing it out there. It's a Friday. And the rumor's out there.
We didn't even throw it out there.
It's a report. You know?
Okay.
Riley looking to shake things up. I genuinely agree with you. If you're going to have a plan for next season, your three guys, Justice, J. Rich, and Bam, need to be your future guys with a little side of DJJ.
Right.
You know, I'm not opposed to that at all with going with that route and whatever. I'm sure whoever they're going to take at 13, they're going to go like they do with every rookie, and they're going to give them a small role the first year and slowly develop that skill set as the year as the season goes on and then into year two, because that's typically what they do with all their rookies.
Yeah.
It's not going to be one of those things where you're going to draft some guy, no matter who it is. And, you know, some of the names came out of the guys that the Heat might be interested in yesterday, or at least guys they're going to talk to off of the combine. The Miami Herald report, they're going to talk to Cam Reddish from Duke,
nice.
Brandon Clark from Gonzaga, Kevin Porter Jr. from USC, Bruno Fernando from Maryland. I know P.J. Washington from Kentucky. I know Bam's very interesting with any guy from U.K.
Please no Cam Reddish. That guy's terrible.
Here we go.
He really did have a bad year.
Here we go.
He can't score.
Yeah, his thing is three-point shooting. He's like a specialist, and he's like 33%. Like, for a specialist, Dwayne Wade could do that.
Wow.
And Dwayne Wade's not known for a three-point shooter, and he can get to 33%.
So I genuinely do agree with the text. The idea of bringing in a veteran point guard is a little bit nutty.
Yeah.
to me, that's just the biggest benefit to that is you're like, I guess we're getting Whiteside off the roster if you think he's going to be a big malcontent. But you got through most of last year without incident. I mean, what did he have, the bubble guts that one time where he left the bench early? it wasn't that big of an issue. I mean,
right.
Ultimately, you might be better off just saying, you know what, we'll just wait out the Hassan Whiteside contract at this point. You've gotten this far. You've come this far, giving him that money off the YMCA in Lebanon. Like, you know, unless it's somebody who you feel is going to be just a monster talent upgrade that's going to get you a lot more wins, I don't know if I see the huge point in it right now.
Really? I mean, look, you're trying to free up money. So however you can guarantee that freed up money, and it's not bringing on a contract that's going to be $35 million in 2 years. Because people don't give up 35 million. Just like I told you, people don't give up 27.
No, no way.
So
people saw that immediately when that first deal, when that deal was signed by Mike Conley in the drunk summer of 16.
Everybody went, Mike Conley, he's a max guy?
Let's give you a chance to win $1,000 right now. Your word this hour is proud, P-R-O-U-D, proud. Text that to 72881 and you are registered. You'll have another chance at the top of next hour. If you don't win this time, it's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. And it's brought to you by Anajar Levine. Accident attorneys, call 1-800-747-FREE. Let's get to headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Spider Watch continues. And if you don't know what that is, you're missing out. Robbie's not going to explain it again.
No, well, I think it's starting to catch on now. Because now texters are talking and say, talk more 1899 Cleveland Spiders. It's made Wikipedia.
Has it?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Wow. With the credit to you?
No, man.
Well, that's ridiculous. Marlins and Mets tonight. It is Trevor Richards on the hill for the Fish. It is Jacob DeGrom on the hill for the Mets. First pitch is 7-10 at Marlins.
By the way, to beat the winning percentage of the Spiders, they have to go 12-109 the rest of the way, which I don't know if that's going to happen.
That ain't happening. You know how bad that is?
Well, wait, Robbie, when you said I don't know if that's going
to
happen.
Like, I don't know if they're going to get to 12 wins the rest of the season.
Are you serious?
Yes.
No. Okay.
Can I ask you this?
Sure.
What would get better? Like, the roster stinks. The pitching has been fine. But the big thing is they can't score runs. They average 2.5 runs a game. Why would that improve? They got 35-year-old outfielders. They got everybody, you know, Martin Prado from time to time. They're not even playing the young guys that they bring up. They're not going to bring up any prospect worth a damn because they don't want to start service time on them.
Well,
so where's the reinforcement coming from?
You know my bigger question?
Britson.
Just more of the same. As we looked at the –
not knowing anything about, you know, putting a baseball team together and – what have you. How the hell did they think they were going to be better?
I don't know.
Like, I'm disappointed in how this season is going. How could you be?
Well, look, they won 63 games last year, and the problem more in that season was the pitching. And then all these young guys entered the rotation, and all they did really was lose JT Realmuto. You didn't think it'd be that much worse.
Yeah, but it's a dangerous thing to think that to naturally think those in baseball. They've done many seasons. They've thought, oh, this guy's just going to continue to project. You know, like they did that.
Yeah.
They did that bleep with like Mike Jacobs. They're like, oh, Mike Jacobs.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
This is going to continue, and then it's just like, oh yeah, Mike Jacobs forgets how to hit. And so you think that with Brian Anderson, you're like, oh, groundskeeper.
Oh yeah.
And it's like now Robbie won't even call him the groundskeeper.
Brian
anymore.
Anderson.
Brinson.
He had a laser last night, but it was triple.
The thing with Brinson is Brinson had only one place to go. You thought, and it was up, and he got worse.
Oh God.
So. I don't know how you feel about that.
At least Yelich isn't hitting like two home runs tonight.
Two. Was that at home yesterday, Robbie?
It was in Philadelphia. It was a road game, but yeah, it still counts.
But again, it's another fake ballpark.
He would have had that. They would have played three times against Philadelphia if he was here.
All right, moving along.
I'm not taking home runs away from
him. By the way, update. Wife got the message.
Okay, got good.
It.
So what do you put Yelich's official total at, Robbie, of real home
runs?
No, he
has 18. No, well, I'm saying if he was on the Marlins on this roster with these crowds, he's hit 3 home runs on the road. I'd have him. He's at 18. I'd say he'd be at 9.
Really? Wow. Do you?
I can't.
You do realize he was the MVP last year.
Yes, he changed his stance.
He wasn't on the Marlins.
He changed his stance, and he was playing in a much better ballpark for him to hit, and he was playing in front of real crowds, which makes a difference.
You You still got to hit it, though, Robbie.
He gets the lift from the crowd, and it's got a shorter ballpark to hit in.
The lift
big crowds
from
make you
the
want to hit
crowd.
I mean, it compares it to when you get here.
So how's Carlos Stanton
hit 59 home runs?
It wasn't that bad.
That quiet crowd last night had a huge impact on the Warriors.
It was pretty big. I mean, like it was pretty bad crowds. Like maybe it heated up a little bit in July. But, I mean, he got the first 30 of those in front of pretty empty stands.
He has 18 home runs this year already. In 5 years at Marlins Park, he has 18 career home runs at Marlins Park.
Look, you don't have to tell me, man. I'm the one who ate street meat for it. So, like, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, but, like, man, you know how hard – the hardest thing in doing sports is hit a baseball. Now you're complaining that, he really isn't that good.
No, he's good.
Playing in a smaller park.
He's a good hitter. I've told you.
You're also saying about last year's MVP.
There's three stages of Yelich. There's Milwaukee Yelich, which is like Barry Bonds. If he plays every game in Milwaukee, he'll hit 90 home runs. Then there's the road Yelich, which is still a very good player. If he plays every game on the road, he's probably going to hit 30, 35 home runs. And then there's Marlins Park Yelich, which is baby deer. But when they traded him to Milwaukee, Baby Deer died.
I think Baby Deer died before that when Toman ate street meat.
And yes. In that stretch, he was getting most of his home runs on the road.
Damn,
explain
man.
This.
It's understood. Like that crow died in the sacrifice of the baseball gods. That one worked, but my Knicks ass tattoo didn't work.
All right, we've got basketball tonight. Toronto, Milwaukee, game two. Milwaukee's up one game to none. That's at 8:30. We would have that game, but we don't because we have Hurricanes baseball, Canes and Duke tonight. They continue their series. We have that at 6:45 here in the ticket.
And by the way, Yelich would not be getting pitched the same way here. With whoever's batting after him, he's not going to get anything to hit. Nowhere near the stuff he's going to get.
You don't think Rosa Herrera's going to give him a lot of protection?
Jeez.
You know what? He made a good point. Yeah, Granderson.
Kevin Durant, it looks like his calf, air quotes, calf injury is a little more serious than they thought, says Steve Kerr. So we'll see how long he's out. Or if he ever gets back.
Do you think the Shermanator is mad at Derek Jeter?
Yes.
Oh, goodness gracious.
And all the people that invest in money.
Like, seriously.
Because all the things they pitched to the Marlins is not coming true.
When this, because remember, he wasn't in the original package. They, you know, Shermanator was like, I don't know, what was it, fourth guy attached to Jeter or something
yes,
like that?
Yes, correct.
So, and he's saying, oh, cool, I get to, you know, hang out with Jeets. I own a baseball team. This team stinks.
You think Jeb Bush is like throwing parties every night?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure him and David Sampson are swaggering around shirtless.
We've got hockey tonight, San Jose and St. Louis. San Jose's up 2-1 there.
Which, by the way, like, you know, Sampson, it's fun having him on the Levitard show and all that, but like, you know, him taking this victory lap, like, don't forget that the worst two contracts on that roster are pre-Jeets. So let's slow our roll a little bit, all right? Oh, it was emotional giving Martin Prado the deal. Okay.
Who signed Chen?
But
that's
you did.
That's all you really need to go to. Who signed Chen?
Oh, not today, boys. And then the thing that I find funniest is whenever he gets on Levitard and he goes, this Scott Boras is so dishonest. He goes and he makes you think you're close. It's like, let me tell you something. Let me get this straight. You're trying to sing us a sad song for manipulation when you did the same thing about having a ballpark here that makes your city major league. Like, look, I'm glad the ballpark's here, though. I want Marlins baseball here, but, like, you know, I don't want to hear anything about an agent tricking you. Get the hell out of here. Ridiculous.
By the way, he sees Marcell Ozuna ditched us, Scott Boras.
I know. I saw that. And he's like, oh, we could have set up Marcell Ozuna for life. It's like, yeah, all right. Sure, you would have.
Say you hitting any any home runs? Isn't Ozuna gonna set himself up for life?
Well, he's hitting 230.
Huh?
He's hitting 230. I mean, that's just a fact. I don't know.
Hey, Robbie.
What?
Man, you need a shot of a cafecito or something.
What? That's the truth.
You need some doggy uppers, dude.
Something.
It might be like 232.
I think you guys think that cafecito improves your mood. Oh, he's still going to come out with the hot takes. They're just going to come out faster.
No, no.
It's not a hot take.
I didn't say – no. He needs some, like, black market Prozac or something.
Sorry, I was wrong. 231.
Jesus. What else you got? Have you done golf yet, boys?
No, let's do golf, and let's tell you that the – what are we on? The PGA Championship.
Tiger marking his territory with the vest. Knock it off, Rory.
Yeah, that's a thing. That's what's happening. Not. The Golf PGA Championship Leaderboard is brought to you by the fine folks at Edwin Watts Golf Shop, home with the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, serving golfers around the country since 1968. What do we have, Leroy?
Brooks Koepka just teed off, and they don't have it updated.
My bet looks horrible, by the way.
He's probably through one. Jordan Spieth the second. Dustin Johnson. Daniel Berger. Tommy Fleetwood is 4 under. Most of these guys have already done, except for Koepka and Fleetwood. Tiger is +2. And, look, all you need to know is this is a tough tournament. There's, 13th place is what is under par.
By the way.
Yeah.
My bet's going to be completely off. I looked at this backwards. My under 7.5 players finishing at par or less, or under par. That's bad. It's going to be more than 7.5.
Hey. So you're saying under, right?
So I'm saying you're seven players or less are going to finish under par.
Yeah, you still have a chance.
Really?
Like, man, you're talking about 19th place is even par. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, but right now there's like, 3, 4, 5.
I'm telling you, you're not.
There's 17, 18 golfers above par. Under par.
Oh, okay. Don't worry, you got two more rounds.
Okay.
You're not out of it. You're not out of it.
All right.
I would have maybe gone over, but that golf course is so hard and it's going to continue to get tougher, because as the tournament goes on, especially these majors, they don't water it. Everything gets harder, and so the guys who are in there that don't bomb it can't hit the ball high enough to stop it.
Saturday's moving day.
By the way, you called it. It's that course is long and hard.
Thank you, Tiger. Robbie, is that your golf analysis?
Yes, moving day. A lot of pressure on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, but it should be fun, man. I'm wondering. Now, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
This is a personal question. You guys know I'm not a big drinker. But
you like to every once in a while.
I've seen you pounding bag, especially at fights.
You like to. Jeez.
I have one drink.
All right, Bert Sugar.
No. So, like.
You know what's funny? I was watching the Muhammad Ali documentary, the one LeBron produced.
Yeah.
And they were playing audio roll of, like, all the people predicting that Ali was going to lose, or at that time Cassius Clay was going to lose to Sonny Liston. And sure enough, who's the last voice on there? It was Bert Sugar. Getting it wrong. Freezing cold take, even back in the 60s.
You know why? Because he was drunk.
But, yeah, my question is.
By the way, Toby, that's really not petty of you to watch a LeBron documentary. You really buried that sword.
I know, man. I told you. Listen, I'm a different guy.
Goodness gracious.
I'm really? A different guy.
All right, so back to you not getting drunk, right?
Here's my dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I usually cook and there's a ton of people, I get uncomfortable, so I like to maybe have a little something on the side while I'm cooking, so
little helps
I
social
can shut
operatives.
The people out.
Yeah.
Right. I got my TV outside with the PGA, so I hope I'm not offending nobody, right? Because it is supposed to be a wedding.
Wait, you're gonna while they're walking down the aisle, you're gonna.
No. Wedding is at 2-ish. You know, I got to allow for some, late stragglers, which there will be. So, say the wedding's at 3. That's right around when it's going to start getting heated. But here's my question. I have to get up at 4 in the morning to start cooking, right?
Right.
Would I be considered an alcoholic if I?
No, if it's just a one-day thing. No, that's just a one-day thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't want to overdo it.
No,
that,
I mean,
by the time 2 o'clock come, Leroy is out.
I mean, what kind of drunk are you? Are you giggly or are you just gonna start like
chill.
Stomping on things?
I just chill.
That's fine. No
I'll be sitting around, have a couple. Ain't gonna take much. I have a couple. I probably should eat some breakfast first, right?
Probably.
And, yeah, that would be good.
And then I'll just get my little. I got the little Yeti cup.
Oh no, yeah.
With
you
some
love
ice.
You make yourself your little cooler like you made the other day and just keep it outside all day.
Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out what I'm going to do. Then I got to go pick up some food, right, at 1 o'clock. So I'm a little – maybe when I come back and finish the food, I'll start.
You'll be all right. You're right. Get on over here, guys, to the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room. We got your April High Hands going on. $1,000 every 30 minutes tomorrow with rollovers. 10:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. Qualifying time starts at 10 a.m. and then 12:30 a.m. to 2 a.m. Qualifying starts at midnight. For that, we'll be back right after this. All right, welcome back, guys. Stoneman, Leroy, and Beast. Leroy and I are live from the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room. Got ourselves a PGA Championship weekend. Heat are starting to get the list of the guys that they may draft. Texter writes in 67974 on the text line, brought to you by AccidentLawFirm.com. Please, I hope that Bull Bull is on that list of draftees the Heat will interview. I haven't seen that yet, but I do know that ESPN did have Bull Bull as the guy that he drafted in their mock draft. And the big thing with that is, dude is super talented.
But he's a Sasquatch, and he looks like he, at times, can barely move.
Injury prone.
He's got it. Well, he's not only injury prone, he's actually recovering from an injury. Still coming back from foot surgery that he had in January. But if you want to just put him on the burner for a year and see what you could do with the year of old Heat culture, I mean, a lot of people say he's a top five talent, but they got to get that body right.
And the genes too.
It's not very unlike what the Sixers did with Joel Embiid.
I guess.
Who still got body issues, by the way. Like, let's not act like Joel Embiid is all hunky dory when it comes to physically being all right. I mean,
Did you see Pat Riley?
What?
You see Pat Riley redshirting, like taking a player who's not going to play for a year. Like, he almost never takes international players. Like, I can't see him taking a guy who's not going to play this season.
I don't know, man.
Why? Because a draft pick would be like a project, anyways.
Well, they always go pretty small bites when it comes to their draft picks, anyway. You know, like it. You know, with Bam, it was just basically go out there, crazy energy, and dunk some lobs his first season. You know, it really wasn't until year two they let that thing flourish. So if they're gonna do it, I mean, let's say like he does actually get to physically do some things. If they're just using the year to craft his body, like, it's intriguing. By the way, do you know his dad? I found this weird. I was looking up Manute Bol. I remember that he played for the Heat for just like a few games back in the day. But birthday unknown, huh? That's a thing with Manute Bol?
Dude,
I've never seen that before.
Born in what, the Congo?
No, just it says under his birth date where you go to, like, because he passed away in 2010. But Manute Bol, under born, unknown. Just straight up.
Yeah, because he was, I'm telling you, he was born in the Congo. There's not the there wasn't the best
record.
Did
anybody ever ask him?
He may not know when he was born.
So, like, if I go to Basketball Reference on Manute Bol, does it just have a bunch of question marks in his age column? Because it usually gives you your age by season.
So go look.
I'm going to look right.
Basketball. No. There we go. Boom. Let's see. That's so weird.
I have on Wikipedia that he was born October 16th, 1962.
It does say on Basketball Reference, it does say October 16th, 1962.
Why does it say on his Wikipedia, his official Wikipedia, it says unknown?
And it does have his age.
So strange.
That makes it, like, weird. Like. Ooh.
Also, his dad was 7'7". He's only 7'2 at 19. Could he grow more?
Well, Wikipedia also said that Vijay Singh was, like, 70.
Not the right. Not the same Vijay Singh, you putz.
This was Bobby Marks, according to, he says he's one of those risk reward guys. I think he's very unique in terms of length, skill set. He could really shoot the ball. That's going to help him stay afloat as he gets stronger, improves his motor. Oh, I got to improve that motor. I don't like that.
Got to have a good motor.
I love having a good motor.
Man, he's 7'2". How much of a motor are you expecting?
I don't know. Just more motor. If you're a team like Miami that's late in the lottery, are you comfortable with sitting him a full year? Are you comfortable with him taking a redshirt year? Like we saw with Michael Porter Jr. this year in Denver, waiting on his second year based on that foot injury. From a skill set, I agree. I think there'll be a lot of reward based on his ability to stretch the floor and his length. We probably haven't seen a player with this kind of length before, but it all comes down to whoever drafts him. You're going to have to be patient with him. So,
by the way, Michael Porter Jr.'s brother is in this draft, and that's he is DND. Do not draft under any circumstances.
Robbie, why, Robbie?
Well, if you know, Jonte Porter's a guy. He spent last year with a torn ACL. His brother missed the entire season with back injury. Even his sister.
Is this the Bosa thing, the bad genes?
This is even worse. Like, the entire family is just ravaged with injuries. Like, his sister, they had to medically retire, and then she did come back, but she was medically retired from Missouri basketball. All the siblings, injury machines.
Somebody says that he should draft Bol Bol and then second round pick on Taco Fall. Let's just get crazy. Just crazy. Just
I don't think they have a second round pick. They have to buy one.
Just a bunch of giants all around the place.
All bigs. All big lineup.
Hey, Taco Fall almost beat Duke, and who knows what we were talking about. He might be a first round pick, if you know.
Yeah. Here's another ingrate who's on the text line who goes, please explain to me what heat culture means. What does heat culture account for? Minus one of that texter. You don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Just get the hell out of here.
Minus one.
And if you don't know, then you know.
I must have missed the notice that we were on the stand here, Your Honor. Did I come here having to defend the culture? Am I a character witness? Get the hell out of here.
You're not on trial here.
How do you not know what
heat
culture
is? Are we sure Bol Bol isn't secretly 24 years old?
No, we're not sure.
Could be 110. We have no idea.
We don't know. So, we do know that a bit. I do like the fact that he was in the scandal. I mean, everybody loves a good shoe scandal, so not like he's missing there. Seems like everybody who's cool was in the old scandal.
I feel like we're going to find out that everyone was involved in one shoe scandal or another.
Do you think that they could fake his age at this point, though? Like, I would feel like they would know.
Nah.
What, they're going to have to, like, take some DNA and do that test like they do with fossils?
I mean, he grew up mostly in Kansas, but he was born in Africa. I mean, they can you know.
They got to carbon date him?
Yep.
Like, that's what they just got to figure out?
Well, I don't
Somebody
know.
Somebody say, get on the real Hachimura train.
Oh, yeah. That might convince us on Whiteside.
Can I ask you a question? Robbie, is there any player's name we're going to bring up and you're going to be like, oh, yeah, go for that guy?
Like Rui Hachimura, if you like shoe scandal, Nasir Little. He started the NCAA probe, Nasir Little from North Carolina. You stay away from Cam Reddish and you stay away from Jonte Porter. Those are two massive stayaways.
Is there anyone that's a massive draft that guy?
He's definitely convinced.
Well, I mean, DeAndre Hunter, obviously, but he's not going to make it to 13.
No, at 13.
He's definitely convinced me that we have to do a Robbie's draft room. I just don't know how to go about it because, you know, basketball is so positionless.
Guys, he's making faces. Like, there is literally not one positive word that can come out of his mouth about a guy that's going to be available at 13.
There's a lot of good players at 13, I will say. But not like DeAndre Hunter. Like, you know, I think DeAndre Hunter may be better than R.J. Barrett.
I like the 13. 13, you get to lay in the weeds a little bit. Like, everybody else has to go up there, and they're so worried about, oh, do we take a guy? We can't miss on this talent, or... I don't want to get mocked because we blew a top four pick. 13's a good spot. You just sit there, lay in the weeds, Leroy. Just wait for the flies to come to you.
This is the same guy who said if the Heat get the number one pick, you're going to tattoo.
I mean, number one's number one. Like, let's not act crazy. Zion is Zion, you know. But once you get past John Morant, now everybody's feeling the pressure. The cooker's up there. Why do you think those Knicks fans were all freaking out? They don't know.
Because they didn't get the guy they wanted.
That's right. Because they're a bunch
Knicks
of buffoons.
Fans.
They're a bunch of dum-dums.
That Sedona reaction was great, by the way.
P.J. Washington, that's a guy that I would go crazy for. But it might be antiquated NBA. Low post, banger, mid-range jumper kind of guy. Bam likes him, too, from Kentucky.
So, a style of basketball that's not played anymore.
I miss that basketball.
But you can't have it back.
And he can make the occasional three. He shot a few threes at Kentucky. He's not terrible. He really improved his second year.
I feel like this Robbie Heat draft room is going to be so skewed. He has a terrible outlook on what basketball is supposed to be.
Where do you think he gets that attitude from?
Guy you're sitting next to or across from.
Hey, how you doing?
Just like, yeah.
So, Robbie, do you want to go?
You get irritated about somebody, that's it.
Robbie,
they can never be good.
Do you want to do like a draft room special day where we do like five studs, five busts?
You know what? Yes, get it all out in one day. We'll do it the Wednesday or maybe the day of the draft on that Thursday.
Yeah, I think we'd do something like that because I think doing positions a little bit wacky, a little bit nutty. There's too many guys at different positions now with different skill sets. I don't want to box them in like that when it comes to like the NFL draft.
Up until the draft, he's going to be this.
Nah, we don't know that.
Mention the name. Oh, really? So far. Of the draft of what, 70 guys maybe? He's like two.
Oh, I told you, I've liked a bunch. I like Hachimura. I like Nasir Little. I love P.J. Washington.
What about Bruno Fernando, Robbie?
You might want to pass. He's like later in the first round. big lanky center.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Romeo Langford from Indiana, he could create his own shot, but he was battling last year with the wrist injury. That might have hurt his percentages a little bit. He's a little bit more of a project.
Why would anybody draft a big man?
A big man that's just straight up a big man?
Right.
It's got to be tough these days. Well, look, if you can get a big man that's just skill set, it's going to be cheap and he's going to give you good minutes, I get it.
All right.
I get it, but – if you're saying, like, why would anybody do it in the top five anymore? Yeah, that's I don't know, man.
I mean, besides Joel Embiid, it's all been wing players.
And Joel Embiid was drafted in 2014.
Wow, he's been in the league that long? Seems like he's been playing for 2 years.
Well, he redshirted.
Because he has only been playing for 2 years. Remember how crazy it was that they gave him that giant contract? He hadn't even played a game yet? They're like, listen, we're up on his rookie deal. We got to extend him. He hasn't played basketball yet.
Jeez.
It was wild.
You know, I've been thinking as I've been watching Robbie just throw out names and break down potential draft picks. Like, the information that's in that noggin of his, it's kind of scary. I don't know if we know. We're trying to harness it. We're trying to use it for the show. But, I don't know. It could be used for bad things, man. Bad things.
Or good things.
I don't know.
Or greatness.
I see. I don't know, man. You better be careful with all that info.
You just dare.
With great info comes great responsibility.
Yeah, exactly. That is correct.
Bro, that's Spider-Man.
We are on Spider-Watch.
No kidding.
Connect everything together.
Did you just hear what he said?
Yeah, I did. Oh, the Dolphins have put out a slow-motion video of Ryan Fitzpatrick. I remember the last time a Dolphins quarterback did that. That went well.
I think Brian Anderson should make a cameo in the next Spider-Man movie.
Hopefully, he doesn't have to catch anybody.
Oh,
definitely swing and miss.
Ground
out
keeper.
By the way, Kepka. Woo! Bird to first.
Oh, really?
Is he? He's killing it?
Yep.
Goodness gracious. So, this would be 30 straight for him, you were saying?
Huh? No, this would be he's won two U.S. Opens in a row, and this will be his second PGA in a row. So, back-to-back on two majors.
Man, this Ryan Fitzpatrick just has a gorgeous beard. Look at this thing.
Look how little that chin strap looks because he's got that mullet on his neck.
Yeah. It's got to be really soupy down
here,
too.
Does he look a little slimmer?
Hard to tell. I mean, maybe a little bit, but it could just be the angle. Like, I don't know what they're doing from the front side. Maybe he's sucking it in a little bit because he's self-conscious.
He does look like he's wearing a life vest.
He definitely looks
like he's wearing a bulletproof vest?
He looks a little less Fitzpatrick. It's tough to tell. We can't tell if he has a fat face because of that giant beard of his. So I have no idea.
All right.
I have no idea. But slow motion videos of Ryan Fitzpatrick. Let's slow our roll, Dolphins. You want to give me a slow motion video of the Rosen one? I'll buy on that.
Who starts day one?
Rosen.
Rosen.
Is there odds on that, Robbie?
I don't think they haven't even posted some of these other lines out there yet. I don't think they have odds on who's going to start yet. I think probably around August you'll see that line out there.
I mean, look at this. It's such a ridiculous video, though. It's like, oh, there's the Rosen video. Oh, he's chucking bombs, Robbie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's so much more exciting than the Fitzpatrick video, which was a four-yard check down to Kenyon Drake.
And by
so
the way, this is a science year. You got to see what you have in Rosen. You got to see what science you have available.
Wait, wasn't a couple of days ago you were complaining about him throwing a pick?
We weren't complaining. We were just
we were acknowledging it.
Yep.
Oh, I hated those horns.
Yeah, sorry that my volume was on.
That means something about to go. Like you had to run to your next station or a new period was starting. Hated it.
Well, it's OTAs. So, everybody's getting all soupy.
Some coaches went with the whistle. Yep.
Belichick? Whistle guy?
No.
Horn guy?
Horn. He had a guy for that.
He had a guy to whistle or a guy to horn?
Scott, blow that horn.
No, so, I mean, the Canes have always had a guy that blows the horn.
Hey.
It's usually the equipment guy.
That's what Scott Pioli and Eric Mangini did.
You know who looks like a whistle guy? Coker looked like a whistle guy. You know who else was a whistle guy? Schnellenberger.
Richt?
Nah, Horn. Because then he'd have to put too much of his whale breath into the whistle.
Oh, Al Golden was definitely a guy that went out there in like the gym teacher situation.
He invented the whistle.
With the whistle.
Larinaga, is he a whistle guy?
Yeah.
It's got to be a whistle.
Basketball, all basketball. Katie,
oh, yeah, he's a two-finger whistle guy.
Katie Meyer is a big whistler.
Hmm. Interesting.
I don't know about you.
What about Jimmy Johnson? Jimmy Johnson whistle guy?
Oh, yeah. Back in the day, yeah.
Old school whistle guy.
High socks? High socks?
Yeah.
Definitely.
With the shorts and the high socks
pulled
up?
Yeah, no doubt. Definitely whistle guy.
Ever heard of a footy there, buddy?
Randy Shannon whistle guy?
No. No.
I know who's not a whistle guy.
What about Jeff Stoutland for one game?
What about that tight ends coach that coached the Duke game? Or whatever it was.
Oh, Scott. Larry Scott.
Larry Scott, yeah.
What about Big Boy for Cleveland last year? The line coach.
Wiley.
I think he just said, is it hot? Is it hot?
Stretching. That's all he
did. Stretching. You got the war? We won wars, is it? Nah, man. Not at all.
Hey.
They didn't stretch before World
War II.
You can't
be that big and talk about how tough you are, right?
You I think that guy can do whatever the hell he wants.
They have to look at him and laugh.
I don't know. You know.
Have to.
I'm pretty sure that guy can do whatever the hell he wants.
Crazy.
Offensive line coaches and defensive line coaches are probably the craziest on the field.
They're different characters.
Yes.
Hmm.
Yes, because they listen. They spend every winking day of their football season with meatheads. So sometimes the coach just becomes a meathead too.
Yeah, and a lot of times that coach played that position. So started out as a meathead.
Actually, Mike Tice, who ended up being the line coach, was a tight end.
Right. He also coached tight ends at one point, didn't he? Two?
Yeah, when I first got there, he was coaching tight ends.
Also was an A1 scalper.
Oh, man.
Ruined it for everybody.
Ruined it for everybody.
Oh, man. There's a huge scandal going into this weekend. I'll tell you about next.
It's that time of year. Zaslow, Romberg, and Amber are looking for the next Tool of the Week Hall of Famer. It's brought to you by Florida Lumber, more than just lumber. To get your nomination in, you can email your submission to morningshow@theticketmiami.com.
Well, actually, Leroy, the nominees, we're down to a final four.
You're already
four
in?
Now. The final
so
four is up.
So now you go. Where do you go to vote?
You go to @790theticket on Twitter.
And you can vote.
The vote is up there. It's pinned to the account. So it's right there. It's right at the top. Super easy to see.
Who are our finalists?
I'll give you the finalists. All right, here are the finalists right now. You have Wei-Yin Chen.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you had something to do with that.
Mark Cuban. Nick Saban. And Paul Pierce.
Why Nick Saban?
He's a liar.
Can I?
Not going to be the Alabama head coach.
Check this out. I think, like Game of Thrones, I can figure out who's going to be the winner.
I mean, you could go to right now. If you went to our poll, you'd see who's winning. It's
Paul
a landslide.
Pierce.
It's a landslide right
Paul
now.
Paul Pierce,
which, isn't that like
– Is it Paul Pierce?
Isn't that living in the right now? Like, really?
Nah, because trust me, I put a montage together this morning of his resume. It runs
deep. It's Tool of the Week this year. Mm-hmm. There is no person.
It's Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
It's Hall of Fame.
Right.
He's definitely worthy of the Hall of Fame. Dude.
Wheelchair.
He has people chanting he sucks just for random arenas.
Right. Look, you have to earn that. That just doesn't happen from one bad comment.
He has the most embarrassing playoff comment of the year.
Oh, yeah.
He has the D-Wade comment.
Yep.
He has the failed retirement tour.
And then when you say, it's a wrap, this series, it's a wrap.
It's
like, you're
over.
Making it so definitive.
Yep.
Right?
So Paul Pierce right now is winning pretty strongly. But this you're allowed to vote throughout the whole week, so maybe there's a huge comeback.
So you're going
to
announce a winner on Friday?
Yeah, next Friday. That's when we will announce the next inductee. So right now, go to @790ticket on Twitter. Poll is pinned to the account. Check it out there. Ah, yes. Welcome back, everybody. We're at the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room. Come on over, say hello. Leroy loves selfies. What?
Oh.
It's a Vice shirt Friday. Leroy is wearing his bright red floral shirt. It's beautiful.
Yep.
I got on a new Jaguar jungle shirt.
Wait. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
And you better answer this right. Because I know you. What were you more impressed with? How the shirt cuts off your guns?
Yeah.
Or the fact they have Jaguars on it?
The Jaguar was definitely what led me there because they had many styles. They had many patterns for this shirt, but the Jaguar was like, ho.
I've got a great outfit today.
Is there a Bortles?
Suns out, guns out is just bonus.
Yep. What do you got out?
I got my alternative Bruins jersey from back in the day with the big bear on the front.
Minus one.
Isn't it a sweater?
Minus one.
It is a sweater. It is a sweater. That's what they call it. Got okay. my big B baseball cap going.
And no pants.
I have no pants on.
I mean.
Such a phony.
Yeah, you are.
What? How am I phony?
Because you wouldn't take your heartache with the Celtics, and now you want to swagger in here and just say
I don't like the Celtics as much as I like the Bruins.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Hey, I have a question.
Do me a favor then. Okay.
Who picks and chooses what team they like from their city? You either like them all or you don't like none of them.
So who would you renounce first? Would you renounce Bobby Orr first or would you renounce Larry Bird first?
Oh wait. Let me get it right.
Oh, you're just thinking about this?
Oh, give me a couple of minutes.
Wow.
I got to get the box ready.
Just slam it, Robbie. It's over.
You've been boxed in.
Peace. You couldn't even respond.
Yeah, he shook. Because you know what? You want to know why? Because I caught him. That's why. Because I caught him.
I can't pick between those two.
I caught him.
You can't. Those are. I mean, well, especially if you went. See, I would probably pick. I would probably pick Orr. But if you said Ray Bourque and Larry Bird, then I'd be really stuck.
Nah. I got you.
You said you're not a Celtics fan. That should have you should have answered that in like 2 seconds.
I was a Celtics fan.
No, you are.
Like if you asked me to renounce Irving or Pasternak,
sir,
I would renounce Kyrie Irving.
You were wearing a Terry Rozier shirt yesterday.
Because I like the shirt. I wasn't last year. First of all, I wasn't wearing it yesterday.
And
second of all,
and it was small.
I just like the shirt.
You have a Kevin Garnett jersey in case of emergency.
Well, yeah, that just is like in case my wife
what
throws me out of
the
house.
What more needs to be said? You refuse to renounce Larry Bird. You got a KG jersey and a Scary Terry t-shirt.
I told you I will burn the KG. I will burn the Scary Terry t-shirt. I'll burn the KG jersey.
You still sign up for the sports
guys? Is it because
guys?
He's not going to be playing for Boston anymore?
I love that guy. Scary Terry. Hey, Scary Terry, if we didn't have Deion Waiters, I'd take you down here, man.
We can't have two of y'all.
We can't have two of y'all, but you're all right by me calling out Brad Stevens as a big phony and a fake. I love you, man. You're all right by me. Wherever you end up, you got a fan in me, as long as you're not on the Knicks. You got a fan in me. I like it, Scary Terry. Shout out.
You are
the guy.
Now, it would be funny, though, the Knicks didn't get Durant or Kyrie, but they did get Terry Rozier.
That would be funny, yes. And I think I would root for him because I would want him to take all the shots. I'd feel terrible for Fizdale, but that would just be hilarious.
He can't get a coaching break, can he?
Nope. No, he cannot. So – there's a big I want to say it's a big fight. There's a heavyweight fight tomorrow night. Deontay Wilder's taking on Dominic Brazil.
Oh, boy.
I wasn't even buzzing about this one. I got to be honest with you.
Until he mouthed off about killing somebody.
I'm fed up with the heavyweight division. Well, it's not even the thing with killing somebody. So he's in hot water over this. Like, people are getting all outraged. So if you guys missed it, Deontay Wilder was speaking to the press. And, you know, he was getting intense about Dominic Brazil. There's some personal beef with these two. And then, he goes and takes it to a next level.
Hey, Dominique Brazil asked for this. I didn't go seek him. He seek me. So if it comes, it comes. This is a brutal sport. This is not a gentleman sport. I keep saying this is not a gentleman sport. We don't ask to hit each other in the face, but we does in a way. And you can ask any doctor around the world, he'll tell you the head is not meant to be hit. Anybody can go. And on this particular time, we have bad blood against each other. This is the only sport where you can kill a man and get paid for it at the same time. It's legal. So why not use my right to do so?
So he's the WBC champion. So the president of the WBC comes out. His name is Mauricio Sulaimán. And he tweets, I have seen the Deontay Wilder comments, which are regrettable and completely against the spirit of our sport. I have known Wilder for a long time, and it is not the person he portrays in such comments. His metaphors are against the WBC code and ethics and will be addressed in a hearing. They're bringing him to a hearing. Now,
really?
Excuse me. Excuse me if I'm just hopping into the sport here. Call me crazy. While it is very intense, it's not the first time he's mentioned this whole killing a guy thing. But also, anybody ever hear of a guy named Mike Tyson? You know.
Talking about eating kids?
Yeah. Yeah. Or, you know, doing things to reporters because they're not man enough to bleep with him. Calling them little scared cowards. I just, you know, we're really going to make this guy get disciplined over this?
We can't chalk it
up. They didn't discipline him. They just released a statement that was.
They're making him go to a hearing, Beast. Oh, you don't bring somebody to a hearing if you're not going to do something to him.
I don't know.
Otherwise, you send him a text and say, hey, don't do it anymore.
It was just one of the commissioners, right?
Wait.
It's not a commissioner.
You think they can send him a text?
They can. You don't think they have his number?
I mean, it got his number, but he ain't texting back.
Oh man, I'm looking.
Who this?
I'm looking forward to that first round. That first round on Saturday night, you know he's gonna go guns blazing. Just looking to nail this dude, kind of like he did to Bermaine Stiverne when he turned him into a meme. Oh man, that's gonna be exciting. But hearing like what? First of all, where have you all been? And second of all, is this a thing where you got to feel like you got to take action or look like you're doing something? Like, what's the real point of it?
Here, we live in a world today where if the outrage is big enough as an organization or a company or whatever, even if you don't think it's a big deal, you have to come out and take some kind of stand on it or make some kind of statement.
Well, let me ask
you
this.
And I think that's what the WBC has done is that after the outrage that they heard,
right,
they come out with the statement to kind of cover their tail.
Understood, but what could he do to kill the guy? Is he going to go and try and punch him harder? Because he's either going to knock him out, and once he touches the canvas, the ref's going to make Deontay Wilder go. So unless he's going to go, you know, hammer fist style and start falling into the ring like this is mixed martial arts, what is he going to do?
The guy is like, going to try to get out the way, too.
Yeah, like, it would be like a problem if, like, Khabib said this and be like, I will kill Conor. And he would just, and he wouldn't let go of the submission and strangled him.
Right.
But there's going to be actual discipline because that's breaking the rules. If a ref stops a fight and you refuse to stop fighting, that's a disqualification. Deontay Wilder's not going to go out there and say, ah, I made these claims where I want to kill him, so I'm going to punch him harder.
Right.
Huh? He's trying to go win a fist fight.
I get it. But they're trying to cover their own butts. That's it. Like, whether, look.
Minus one for this guy. He's a bum.
Minus one.
Suleiman.
People that watch the sport and understand you, I mean, that's, you look forward to the pre-fight shenanigans.
If anything, that was a genius way. I didn't give a rat's ass about this fight. And this guy actually got people talking about him this week.
Right.
That was a great, great job by him. Because all we were talking about when we had Leonard Ellerby on was like, hey, how come no Tyson Fury or Anthony Joshua? What the bleep? And now he actually gets you to talk about his fight and his fighting style.
Well, the other thing is he could speak.
He offered to pay for his opponent's funeral. Nice. Which is just considerate.
Look, I mean, if you're on the outside looking in, it looks rough. You know what I mean? Oh, my God. But
yeah, let me clutch my pearls.
I mean, nobody had a big problem with Tyson. He was a lot worse than this guy. He wanted to eat people's kids.
I know. That's not cool, man.
Right?
He
was the real version of Mr. T.
Just so you
Clubber
guys
Lane
are in the know.
Yeah.
I double dumped. Something you said.
That tweet.
Robbie and I had to look at it.
It's a quote.
I'm
a journalist.
I understand. I just played it safe, but now we are without delay. So, you know, if we get a break, that'd be good. Well, that
don't be
pumps
such a
up.
Coward. I'm not, if you tell me not to curse, I won't curse.
Hey, don't curse.
I mean, like, first of all, you shouldn't have dumped it. I didn't say any dumpable words.
It was, listen, I Robbie and I looked at each other. We kind of were on the same
something.
Page.
Since when have I had to dump the word?
Just stop.
When have I had to dump
stop.
That word? When have I had to dump the A word?
No. It's how it
the combination,
out.
The phrase.
It was the phrasing.
Right.
It
wasn't
was the
going
phrasing.
Anywhere. It wasn't getting eaten. It wasn't getting penetrated. There wasn't anything going on. So why? I know the rules. Why was that dumped?
I don't want to get into it on the air. Don't want to get into it.
Fine.
All right.
Fine.
Fine.
We're good now.
We're back after this.